Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We are sharing with you on the subject of healing. We have declared the fact of the Word of God that Jesus is the healer who heals all, praise God. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What He's done for one, He will do for all. God healed in the Old Testament. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. He's the one who says that no plague will come nigh your dwelling. He's the one who said He'll heal us of all of our diseases, praise God. And He does it through His Word, which is the source of healing. Healing is a doctrine of the church. And now, in Jesus Christ, because Jesus took back the authority over the devil, and He gave it unto us through the name of Jesus, now we have authority over sickness and disease, and we command that sickness, disease, and those spirits of infirmity to come out of us and leave us in the name of Jesus, and that faith is going to drive that sickness, disease out of you, praise God. Remember, Satan is responsible for all sickness and disease. God doesn't put it on anybody. He will allow sickness and disease to come upon a person because He allows them to choose any way they want. If they want to choose the way of sin and give place to the devil, then the devil will have opportunity to come and bring the curses of sickness upon them. But remember, God is not responsible for it. And don't ever sit there and blame God and say, why did God allow this? God doesn't have anything to do with it. We're the ones that choose to open up the door and give place to the devil. The devil just can't come and hit anybody anytime he wants. If he could, then we'd all be full of sickness and disease and all kinds of problems in our life. But God wants every person to be healed. You must realize He's the healer. He never makes anybody sick. He's the one who heals and brings restoration. Now, Jesus came to do the will of the Father, and we are doing the very same thing, bringing forth healing power flowing into people's bodies. Now, how do we know in the New Testament that healing belongs to us? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. The Bible says that He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. With His stripes we are healed. He's the one who bore away that transgressions. He's the one who set us free, praise God. Matthew 8:17, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. The fact that He redeemed us from sickness doesn't mean that we can't still be sick. Some people think we've been redeemed from the curse, so we can't have any curses upon us. That's not true. We've been redeemed from it, but if we walk in sin, we would open up the door and let the enemy have place in our life. If you will walk with the Lord, then sickness and disease will not have power over you. But if you are walking in areas of sin and open up the door, then you can have sickness, disease, or any other type of curses coming into you. Many people, though, have many problems because of the inheritance line. Remember that the inheritance line is the number one negative influence in your life because of the iniquities of the forefathers that are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. This is why so many people have so much sickness and disease that they're dealing with. It's coming down the inheritance line. Think of the problems that you have in your life. Are they from the inheritance line? Maybe you have diabetes. Does someone in your inheritance line have diabetes? Maybe you've had cancer. Does someone in your inheritance line have cancer? Or do you have heart problems? Or do you have asthma? Do you have allergies? Do you have a continual problem with this area of sickness and disease in a particular organ or area of your body? This is showing you the fact that if these problems are from the inheritance line, they've come down from the iniquities of the forefathers that are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Praise God, we have authority to break those curses, and we can remit the sins of the forefathers, and we can cast out the spirits of infirmity, and we can receive the healing power of God to flow in our body and restore us. Faith receives your healing. Healing's received through faith. Some people are waiting for God to heal them, and God's waiting for them to come boldly with their faith and take hold of that healing. In fact, mercy is available for all of us, and mercy is the love of God in action for you. God says that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. It's available for you. You're to come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of your mercy. Remember, healing is a spirit realm quality. It's a spirit realm reality that we take hold of. This is a spiritual law of healing, and we have to take hold of that with our faith that releases healing to flow in and cause it to be manifest in us physically. When it says, by whose stripes you were healed, that's spiritual law. That's not a physical fact. That's a spiritual fact. And because of that, you come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of healing power for it to be manifest in you physically. The spiritual controls the natural realm. And as you take hold of the promise of God, which is spiritual law, then that comes into manifestation in the natural realm to affect your life and bring forth a cure in you. And we've been sharing on methods to receiving healing. We've talked about anointing with oil. The Bible says that we call for the elders of the church. They're going to pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit, and we pray a prayer of faith, believing we receive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name brings Him personally present and active on the scene to bring forth victory. Praise God. A second area that we talked about is laying hands on the sick. The Bible says in Mark 16:18, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. What happens when you lay hands on the sick? You are transmitting the healing power of God by the Spirit of God that dwells in the person laying the hands on the sick person. The Spirit of God quickens that person, releasing healing power into their body, and it causes them to recover or be made whole. Praise God. In Luke chapter 13, verse 11, there's a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Jesus loosed the spirit of infirmity from her, and He laid His hands upon her, and she was made straight and glorified God. When you release, you lay your hands on people, you need to have your faith released that you are releasing healing power flowing into them. And when you do that, the healing power of God will flow out of you. You're going to believe the healing power of God out of you to bring forth miracles and healing and restoration in a person's life. Acts chapter 28, verse 8 and 9. Here's when the father of Publius lay sick of a fever, a bloody flux. Paul entered in, laid his hands on him, and healed him, and he was made whole. Praise God. We also talked about the prayer of faith and the prayer of agreement. The prayer of faith is that we believe that we receive healing power, and as we do that, it flows into a person. And the prayer of agreement is if any of us, any two of us will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask or legally demand, according to the word, which would be healing, we return the word to him in prayer, then it says that the Lord is going to accomplish that. Our Father is going to bring forth that healing power through the mighty name of Jesus, and we're going to be made whole. Praise God. An important area about understanding to receive healing is casting out demonic spirits. We've already mentioned this, but it's important that you realize that Satan is the cause of sickness and disease in a person's physical body. And Satan is a spirit. Now, Satan's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere at once. How is he doing his work against us? He does it directly through the demons that serve him. These are demonic spirits that are the cause behind the sickness and disease. And this is why we must cast out the spirits that are the root cause of the sickness and disease. Jesus went about all Galilee in Matthew 4:23 and 24. He was teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. It says his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought him to all the people that were sick. They had diverse diseases and torments, and were possessed with the devils or the demons, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Because what did he do? He cast out the demonic spirits, and he released healing power flowing into their body. In Matthew 8:16, here it says, they brought unto him many that were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Jesus would cast out the spirits and bring healing. And if you look very closely at the ministry of Jesus, you'll see everywhere he went, he was preaching the gospel, ministering deliverance of casting out the spirits and releasing healing into people's lives. That's what we do in our healing deliverance counseling center, which we operate 5 days a week. And we take appointments. We do everything by appointment with an individual. In fact, if you have areas of sickness and disease in your physical body and you would like to receive direct ministry, we invite you to give us a call and I will return that call and make an appointment with you, have you come in and sit down and talk with you about the specific areas of need in your life, including your inheritance line, explain healing and deliverance to you, and then begin to minister the healing and delivering power of God in order for you to be set free. And if you have a physical problem in your life, I invite you to give us a call, and we will be glad to minister to you. And we will minister to you continually, because we do this on a continual basis until a person is liberated and made whole. Many times things happen instantly, but many, many times that does not happen instantly. You know, sometimes, praise God, God does bring a healing and restore someone just like that, and we see that happen. But many times it is a continual process of ministering healing and deliverance until a person is made whole, praise God. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 32, they brought a dumb man possessed with a demon. Jesus cast out the demon. It says, when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. What was his problem? He couldn't speak. It looked like he had a physical problem, but what was his real problem? He had a demonic spirit in him that was causing that problem. He cast out the spirit, and then the physical problem was gone. What was causing the physical problem? A spirit of infirmity, a dumb spirit that needed to be cast out. And this is important that you learn that deliverance and healing go hand in hand to effect a cure in a person's life, praise God. In Matthew chapter 12, 22. Here is one that was a man who was blind and dumb, and when Jesus cast the demon spirit out of him, this blindness left and the dumbness left, and he was able to speak and to see. Jesus is a healer. He's a miracle worker, and we need to learn to do this. There's another one over in Matthew chapter 17, verse 18, where this one was a lunatic, and he was being fallen into the fire. He was out of control with demonic spirits that had him bound. And when Jesus rebuked the demon spirit, the devil, and he departed out of him, and then the child was cured from that very hour. Here's another case in Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Here's where the woman had a spirit of infirmity in her back. She was bowed over, couldn't lift up herself. You know, the doctors might think that is like a curvature of the spine or some scoliosis or some kind of problem. But Jesus said it was a spirit of infirmity that caused the problem. And he loosed her from that spirit of infirmity, meaning he dealt with that spirit of infirmity and got that thing off of her. And then he laid his hands upon her, and she was made whole. And he said that Satan had bound her for those 18 years, whom Satan hath bound, that she should be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day. I tell you, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They're going to lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. And this releases healing into the body. We'll talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.